last time, we started talking about time, but after I finished, I wasn't fully, I don't know if comfortable is the word, but we need to understand time from a spiritual point of view. Like, what is time? I mean, let's make it a little bit philosophical conversation, okay? Let's make it a little bit philosophical. God, the divine, the light, Bore Olam, the creator. There is no concept of time there. But if we try to understand that, I don't think we can. We can think about it, but we cannot understand that. You understand the difference? We can actually think about no time. But the way we live our life, we are slave to time. We're slave to time with everything. In fact, as many speakers will give motivational class, they talk about you have a certain amount of time to be here. That's why you have to hurry up, to change, to become better. Other people say you have a certain amount of time here, you have to party as much as possible and don't become spiritual. So you can look at it a different way. From the divine, time not exist. So what exactly are we experiencing? If time not exist, we experience motions and space, meaning we are moving from, if we take space as a certain, let's say, piece of paper, so we're moving from one corner to another corner, and it's taking us a certain amount of time. So we are experience life from physical. I'm not talking yet Kabbalah as it teaches it here. Just we take the physical so we can understand the spiritual. So we experience the space. Like if I will tell you to describe your life so far, you will have to describe three things. How old are you? How did you spend that all, that time into amount of space? And how fast it took you, which is motion. You will have to describe your life like that. And disappointment will be, I used a lot of time, a lot of motion, I didn't cover enough space. Prisoner, you know, people, I used to be a very bad teenager, you know. God gave me a punishment to give me a great teenager, so I would be ashamed, double of myself, for my mom and from them, you know? So when people used to tell me, don't you get it, that the old man is always smarter than a young man? I said, what if he was in prison since he was 17? People used to be quiet. I used to come up always with the answer, you know, to them, what do you learn in prison? You know, in the same spot. So, and it stayed with me. The question is good, but the idea is, if you don't cover enough space, that some people, you maybe never met people like this, but there is people, many people in America, they never left America. I met people like that, many times. Never left America. Arkansas, you don't know where it is, I'm sure. Kansas, there is, not Kansas, there is Kansas, and Kansas of another one. I think Kansas, I don't know where it is. Kansas? St. Louis, I think. Yes, Kansas. Missouri. Missouri, yeah. Missouri, right? Kansas, Missouri. And Kansas City, right? So there is people there, never left, never will live, by the way. And they don't see the point. They don't see even the point. It's not bad or good. I'm not here to judge. It's not my business. It's their decision. That's their desire. So time is a major thing that ruling a physical life. So here is talking about time spiritual. We're going to explain it again to understand it. But first, you need to understand from a physical point of view that organize my life or organize life of people you love is the number one thing is time management. If you don't have a time management well and you don't understand that you are spending the time to cover enough space in your life, then you're going to wake up at one point and you say, oh my God. For example, TV is a major thing. I mean, the young generation, they don't watch TV, they watch it YouTube, or they watch different style, they have a different technique of how they do it. But when they get excited about something, at least my children, what I tell them, I say, you just get excited from somebody who cover who spend their time wisely. You understand? We are enjoy product of people who are investing their time wisely. To write a TV show takes sometimes 2 years. To do it, to put it out there, another 2 years. We talk about 4 years period, 4 years. So 4 years of their time, put it into a movie that get you into the chair, get a group of salespeople to sell advertising, with look how much time I'm talking about. And you're gonna sit into the chair, they're gonna keep you there. You're the audience, you're the customer. Whatever the TV, radio, clothing. We are attached to think that we are not creating. It's almost sad, you know, if you talk about time. So what can we do? Again, I didn't start yet spiritually, I'm just giving the physical part. The number one thing is to find out if I can calculate the time for the next year, 2, 3, 4, 5, maximum 5. But the year has to be organized. What am I doing when? And some of us will say, I can't do it. You have to do it, you owe it to yourself. You better fail on the way to do the right thing, then try to do the right thing. So you set yourself with the goals of how you're gonna spend your time would be way better than not set any goals at all, because it's gonna be wrong, it's gonna be very bad, very bad. So now we understand from physical point of view time. So that's time. And that space and this motion, it exists on a physical universe only. It doesn't exist, those kind of things don't exist, because if you take a seed of an apple, it's a bad example, but it's still better than something that I wouldn't give you. Within the seed of the apple, there is all what will happen to the apple tree, everything that will happen. The time, the space, the motion, how it's gonna grow, how many leaves, how many fruit, everything is there. So within that little seed, it condenses everything. Try to imagine something we cannot even imagine it. That there is something condensed of every life of every human being, every trees, every animal, stone, everything, everything, into one little thing. Which is not, again, perfect example, it's closer to a bigger. Even that not exist. So that thing, that little dot, that's spirituality. It's difficult. So the brain, what is happening here? So everything you're going to do is already been known, yes. Disaster. There is a book, if your brain will allow you to grasp it, not because we're stupid, it's a very difficult book, written by the Rambam, Maimonides. Usually all rabbis say to the student, never touch this book. It's called Moreh Nevuchim. In English, you know the name? Can you look it for me? Yes. Moreh Nevuchim. It's a book, it's a one book, it's Rambam was a rabbi and a doctor and a philosopher. So this book, taking Judaism, I don't know how to explain it, God, rabbinical, from scientific, philosophical point of view, that your brain start...
Died for the perplexed.
I don't know the last word, that's perplexed?
Confused.
Yeah, that's what it means. Moreh Nevuchim means teachers to the one who get lost. So for example, one of the questions he asked there, if God knows what we're gonna do in a free will, what's the purpose of giving us the free will? Because anyway, it's not the free will because it's already written. So what are we doing here? He raised that, it's a tough question. And you have to study pages after pages to go.
It's in English online.
For free, yeah, you can get, don't buy it. For free on English, yeah.
Yeah,
so, but again, it's not for everybody, I don't recommend it because your brain will start melting to different direction. It's, you gotta be, once you read it, it will be very boring. But if you're able to read, you will understand. Again, Rambam didn't deal with Kabbalah. But that's considered the deepest book ever been written. It's funny. He was not into Kabbalah, but he still wrote this book. And it's good to understand that the concept of the Creator, the Divine, as we think we know it, it's not what it is. Because from the Creator point of view, there is no time at all. It's over and it starts. We're alive and we're dead. There's nothing happening. Nothing. When you get, it's more connected to the next lesson I'm going to give, reactive, when you react to a situation, you force yourself to stay in the moment of the reaction. That's deep.
What has to say?
When you react to something that bothers you, you force yourself to stay in that moment. It never, that moment never moves. It stays like 5 p.m. for the rest of your life. I know it's a crazy concept if you think about it. It's shocking. Is it my water?
It's not mine. Okay. Yeah.
All right. So now I'm trying to go into verse Lamed Dalet about time. So Rav Ashak said, time in spirituality. Tavin, you need to understand. What?
Sorry.
Why is everybody laughing? Are you hearing something? No, it's not the phone. It's a phone?
Yeah.
Oh, it is a phone. Okay. Debbie hear very well, I don't know. So time by us is feeling of motions. So physical time, according to Rav Ashlag, is feeling of motions. Kimo achamed amel sheba adam, the brain in us, says Rav Ashlag, but he used the word medame. Medame mean imagining side of the brain. Let's talk about that. How much respect we give to our imagination? What's true for you? What you imagine or what is reality? And what is reality is what you imagine and what is the reality. Sorry, I'm becoming a little bit philosopher here, but you gotta understand how your imagining side of your brain work. It's way more powerful than reality. If you're able to imagine, think, your brain will have the force to follow. Force. So what is the brain then? The brain is a sponge. Well, I'm giving a lot of information there, it becomes mystical. The brain is a sponge that gets fed with information. The information can be from experience and from what the five senses told you about that experience. Can you change what happened with the experience if you tell your five senses what you feel? The answer is yes. It's not easy. So for example, oh, why am I giving this? For example, because you said medame. For example, if you tell your brain enough time that you don't have pain, your brain will start dealing with the pain in a different way. Emotional pain, physical pain. The brain is very powerful, but you gotta get to that level. When you talk about Moses, didn't eat for 40 days. What's going on here? What's happening? You know, people now, it's become fashionable in the Amazon, they fasted for 3-4 days. Crazy. How do you do it? Kabbalists used to fast for 3 days and then write a mezuzah or tefillin. Then when you wear it, you know all the future. What kind of technique that it's written? You tell your brain, Kung Fu master used to study Kung Fu. So in Kung Fu, they teach you how you go in the snow. Basically, you don't feel the cold. It's a moment of decision. It's either take time or it's either take decision. So when Rav Ashlag say, Moach amedame sheba adam, the imagining side of the brain, metzayer v'merakem, drawing and put together amount of motions that we feel one after another, and the brain translated equal time. So what we call time is movement. Think about it for a second. We don't truly understand time. But time for us, what we want to say, movement. The sun, earth, moon, there's movement. People moving. You know, sometimes when the night comes down, right, when the sun go up, you feel nervous. People get nervous at night because they feel they wasted another day. Nothing happened. They know it's a time. Well, otherwise, how would they know? They know time go by. They look at the clock, the watch, the phone. Now, time is everywhere. Time reminding you that there is movement. There's always movement. And time is cruel. As my father, may rest in peace, used to say, used to tell me, time is very cruel. When you want it to go fast, it goes slow. And when you want it to go slow, it goes fast. And I used to challenge him, say, what do you mean? So when you are with people you love, you want time never to stop. And it goes so fast. When you're people you can't stand, time to stop. Nothing happened. So what does that mean? And I'm happy I'm sharing this with you today, tonight, is the whole concept of motions, the need to have motion. People who are hyper, they always have to do things. It's coming from, they feel time go by and they don't accomplish what they came here to do. And that's why they're nervous. So that motion. Now, some people do the same thing, 30 years, same thing. That's called, but nobody will ever tell them, depression. Or in scientific words, silent depression. Silent depression that they don't even know what it is. You can look it up in Google. It's called silent depression. They depressed, but they don't even know. It's silent, you don't see it. You know, some people, you know, they do the same thing, there's no change. They, all their life they turn right from the house. 30 years they're turning right. And if you tell them, would you ever turn left? No. There's people like that. It's very difficult to live life like this. So they have to come back next lifetime. Why next lifetime? Next lifetime. Now you hear it. What is next lifetime? You didn't use your time wisely. So everything, we need to find how everything will be used wisely. But spiritually talking, how can we describe time in spirituality? Because there's no movement. There's also no space. There's no distance, no space. So you say, if a human would be totally quiet with his surrounding, and he would never see time ever in his life, he would not understand time. You're in a cell in a prison, God forbid. You have one movement in your body, it's your heart. So you know time. I don't know if you ever played that game when you were a teenager, you're in a dark room with other people, and you try to connect, but you can hear your heart. It's so quiet, it's so beautiful. Boom, 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 boom. You feel time go by. After all, they measure how many heartbeats a human being can have until he dies. It's a muscle. You know that, right? It's a muscle. That's why it's so important to do sport. People do sport to lose weight. Stupid. You're never going to lose weight from sport. You only lose weight if you stop eating. That's it. That's it. Whoever tell you lose weight from sport, lie to you. It's a lie, the biggest lie. Biggest lie. You're actually going to gain 3 to 5 pounds water in you until you lose that 2 weeks after. So first you get water because the water protects the muscles. I don't want to go into physics now. But losing weight, there's only one thing. You have to stop eating. And as your age go up, you have to stop a lot of eating. I'm sorry to say it. Telling you. Exactly. Like if I look at bagel, I'm gonna gain weight. Why? Because that's the way it is. That's the way it is. Can you eat bagel? No, you can have this much. That's it. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Donate the rest of it. But if you grew up like me in a family that don't waste food, I feel guilty not to eat. So if I see, I'm like the leftover guy. So if I see the leftover, I'll take from this. I don't want to throw it. So, but that's a problem. It's a problem too. So the whole idea of time, guys, on the physical level, is if the person not aware of any movement, you will never understand time. And Albert Einstein, of course, talked about relativity. I'm sure you know the train concept is going this way, it was going this way, you know, on the train. We don't go on the train anymore. But in the old days, used to be one train going this way. So you feel if this train moving, right? If it's moving, you feel like you are moving. You don't have the concept because it's called point of view, meaning where am I looking at it, right? Or the biggest question, if you travel on a jet and you're throwing, I don't know, a ball here, why is the ball don't stick to the back of the airplane, right? Because the airplane moving this way. You know, so there is, you can philosophical question like that. It's all about movement. Einstein was the master of time and movement. And Einstein get to the same concept here, and then did the discovery in the same time, 1922. But it's kind of interesting. It's weird. They never met, but interesting. He came from Germany, he came from Poland, you know? One thing. So this is physical. Spiritually, Ruchani. In Ruchani, in spiritual time, סכום מסוים של חידושי צורות, הנבחנות לתורות הרוחניות. What would be spiritual motion? Spiritual motion is when you add a new form. I was first explaining it spiritually, the way it's written, and then I'll try to give example. So, explanation. Spiritual motion, say it's called new form has been, for example, in the beginning was only the divine, only creator. That light basically want to share, the light from the divine want to share. That sharing, it's been that light is no longer the divine. It's a light that extends from the divine. So that's called left the divine. So that's called motion. Now, is it really a motion? No. Is it happening at the same time? Yes. And that's what difficult for people to understand about spirituality or specifically about Kabbalah. Because they say, well, if the light left the creator to share, is the creator still play a role? All the same. It's just a new form that been added to it. But the original form never changed. And that's where the brain of a human being can take it. Because we know if I'm moving from here to the door, I'm no longer here. But if we don't have space and motion, then the door is actually next to me. And the space between me and the door does not really exist. Can we ever get it physically? It's written in many Kabbalistic books that the first city that they will get it will be in Jaffa. Doesn't look like a nice city to be, right? Jaffa, who want to live in Jaffa? You know, it's like Tel Aviv, I can understand why Jaffa. And they told you even where it's going to be. So if the people will fly first, because they will realize there's no space, be in Jaffa, and they will start climbing, the body will start climbing above. And you've been in Jaffa, all of you? You've been? It's old Jaffa, it's kind of, it's like Venice, but small. It's a lot of art and painter, and it's nice, but and then try to make it newer now. On the other side, they try to make Jaffa look better. But still, the old city is the old city from the way they built it in the British time and the Turkish, though. They have like a clock that they're very proud of. It's very small. It's like from Pico to the. But people will fly there first. They will be able to understand that the physical matter is not what we think it is. But that has to change from where does it start? Imagining. We make fun of kids, right, when they're imagining too much. We're afraid to imagine. We're afraid to sound stupid sometimes. When people talk to you, say, oh my God, if people start talking like this, they judge them. Do you need to take your pills? You know, the regular thing. But the imagining side of the brain is the bridge between the spiritual to the physical. We don't do anything with it. One of the people using it a lot, Sigmund Freud, talk about hypnosis. You know, if you read about it, self-hypnosis or group hypnosis, you know, that, what is it? Some of you did hypnosis before? You did?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
Yeah.
So they use your imagining side of the brain. They call it subconscious, or you can do Silva mind control. You heard about it? Mm-hmm. Silva mind control. There's so many ways. I used to do it before I studied Kabbalah. I used to do it a lot. I am a great believer in that. Stop doing it because it takes a lot of hours of investment, hours, months to do it right until you do everything right. But it's a miracle maker. I'm talking about now a different level. To do it, that you understand two things at the same time. Only the imagining side of the brain will allow you to do it. That everything is as it is, and there is a new form that's been added to it. Rav Ashlag used to say, if you can imagine it, it can happen. If you cannot imagine it, it will never happen. And I see that people are cheap on themselves with their imagination. Cheap. They're afraid to imagine. I said, what does it cost you to imagine? What's the big deal? Just imagine as far as you want to go. What's the big deal? Can you imagine for others? Unfortunately not. Can't. You have to do it only for you. That's the bad news. Because it's working from your brain. What is the brain? Or the mind? It's Keter. So what is the imagining side of the mind? That's the Keter. What is the wisdom of the brain as you know it, how to survive life? Chokhmah. And then, so that's why Chokhmah means wisdom. So wise man. But Keter is above than wisdom. Because Keter taking you to an unlimited amount of situation.
So Chokhmah is the brain?
Both of them are the brain. But Chokhmah is the wisdom of how you survive life. What are you doing in this life? The Keter is giving you the imagination. And people are afraid. People are afraid. Afraid to imagine. But most people are like tremendous in their invention, like Elon Musk, his name, mm-hmm. or the guy from Virgin, I forget what his name, the one.
Richard Branson.
Those people, if you listen to them, they sound like high, sound like stone, or maybe they are, it's all my business.
Yeah.
And we judge them. I see many people judge them. But then I said, why are we judging them? Why are we actually judging them? If they have a mind that imagine everything, right? That the mind that can imagine, it's a gift. Whoever cannot imagine, remember, whoever has no good imagination, usually people with no imagination are sad. People with no imagination are sad people. And when you take like Albert Einstein, for example, I mean, he had the greatest brain of imagining things. He always imagining things. All the people who do the greatest discovery, they are more have imagination more than wisdom. Think about it, it's tremendous. And we're not respecting this side of us. We disrespect it. We totally disrespect the imagining brain. And the reason I repeat that section, because when I say the dimion, that the one thing we have in this life is dimion. Dimion being imagining, you know? And I remember in Israel, if somebody has too much imagination, they call them dimioni. You have too much imagination. What's wrong with you? You know, they kill you. You know, and I remember, at one point my parents was worried about me because I used to build game. So I used to get the old floor and build the game. I took a toilet paper and I make it into a road. That was the road. I put the car on it. And they want to talk to a psychiatrist that everything is okay with me. And they keep asking me questions. Are you okay? And they, I get a lot of compliments. It was good to both the psychologists because they didn't know what to do. There was nothing wrong. And I was afraid to imagine after that. But take some time to imagine. Okay? That's practical. Spiritually, everything which is a new form, endless, essence of the endless, Or en Sof, Kli en Sof, Sfirot, Olam Hazeh, all those levels until here, this is condensed in one thing. So when we talk in Kabbalah about additional form, new form, we call it time. So in Kabbalah, when you say time, you only mean new form. And how many new form you have, that's called time. I got you? I think I got you. Good. So when we said what came first, what came after, it cannot be first and after because that's regular time as we know it. First and after mean cause and effect. Cause and effect. But it's not cause and effect as we know it. Because we think cause is first and effect is after. You know? And it is true, cause and effect, but without space. Because there is no time there. So the cause and the effect are happening at the same time. It's not easy on the brain, what I just say. So try, none of you ever work as a farmer, but if I place a seed, you know, one day they will come with a movie. As I touch the ground with the seed, before the seed touches the ground, there's a tree. All what I need is a seed. But because we are limited, we can't allow that to happen in a physical level. So when they say Tchiyat HaMetim, when we say mortality, resurrection of the dead, it's already here. We're preventing it. We're not allowing it yet. Because can you believe that you can walk through the door? Of course not. Who would believe such a thing? Impossible. Why? Because my body made of a physical thing. The door is a physical thing. I cannot go. But at the same time, Einstein, the physics, tell you there is movement there. That the door actually, if you weight the door, the mass, the physical part of the door, is very small thing. It's you know that, right? It's maybe the size of an ant. Then less, way less. They say football field is the size of an ant. So the door is, you cannot even see it with a microscope. So what is the door? Oh, that's a movement of energy called electrons. So why can I go through that? What am I? How we look like in a microscopic level, we don't even exist. So what are we? Nobody, people refuse to know we are a thought. So what do we do with our thinking and imagining? We don't invest in it. We invest in a gym, six pack, clothing. What am I wearing? What am I dressing? I'm dressing that energy called electrons. So when Kabbalists used to travel to wall or different thing, they used different names. Then the Baal Shem Tov came and he said, you don't need to use names. Everybody was shocked. So what do you need to use? So you have to have a faith of a baby. Faith of a baby. What is the faith of a baby? He said, the baby doesn't know what's going on. And that's why he has faith. He's in Keter. He is only imagining. Why would the baby will start walking or crawl? He's imagining by looking at us how it's working, but he doesn't know how it's working. So he's keep trying. But he sees himself there. You know what happened after age 3? The imagination level starts to shut down. You know why? Because the parents can't understand the baby. So they have to make the baby listening to them. So they limited the baby. They forced the baby to be them. And this life is exactly how things work in the endless. But we not let it be because it's very scary. And I'm with you in that. I'm not telling you you are worse than me. We are all in it together. It's sad for me, like when I'm teaching it, like, why can't I just believe that we can do things? And all the Kabbalists say that you only need 10 people who believe together to make a change. Don't need a lot. But to get there, how many disappointments? I remember I was working on about with the two people about traveling, body traveling, not soul traveling, to teleport the body to a different place. And you have to practice a lot. And I was younger, and more imagination was less disappointment, let's put it this way. So when you have less disappointment, you still... So the idea is, I start thinking, where am I going to land? It's stupid even to share it with you. Where are you going to land? Because when your imagination starts to go wild, you start thinking about so many details. So, wow, I'm living here, but where am I landing? Do I need to know exactly? And then, if you ever saw the movie Jump, you should see it. It's about traveling. And then, or the old movie called Dune, D-U-N-E. Saw this movie? Or the book? You read the book?
Yeah.
So, and it's funny, the writer of Dune write Hebrew words, kfitzat aderech, in K, it's a kfitzat aderech. So, kfitzat aderech means jumping off the way. Jumping off the way, which means you actually not moving, the way moving. There's three techniques of how to do it. It's written, but it's to use different things that we can do it. So, but the idea of the imagining, just to practice your imagination that it's possible. So what is airplane? Airplane is a group of people who believe that they need to get from point A to point B in a certain amount of time. And they moving the airplane. I know it's crazy to believe. I know it's crazy. I mean, if you don't believe me, read about the Wright brother from North Carolina, I think. You read what happened to them. You know that they are the one who test the plane that they built. Mm-hmm. You know this? And you know the conclusion after they did it, what they say? They can because they think they can. Weird conclusion. So what happened? The builder, together with them, the engineering, so it was a pilot, usually that's his job. It used to be all kind of people who invent things. Some people did the thing with the wings, some people bicycle. Everybody thought they have it right. So then the pilot always gets back and bring money to his wife. He refused to do it. Because the speed, it was too fast. No. So this is we have to believe in our own product. Imagination, come. What comes after imagination? Belief. Do you believe in what you imagine? That's, I'm not sure I want to do that. So they went in. So if you risk, and I don't ask you to do that because it's dangerous, but if you able to believe in what you can imagine and act on it, the disappointment that come with that should not disappoint you. The purpose is to do what you can imagine. But most people don't imagine, or there is people who imagine but don't believe. And that's become a mess. That's become a problem. Spirituality, new form in time. Now you know what time in spirituality. Cause and effect happening at the same time. I'm happy we make it long because it's important. Veda. You need to know, כבחינת הרצון לקבל שבנאצל, the desire to receive that exists within the emanated, like we explained so many times, שהוא הכלי שבו, which is called the vessel or the container within it, תדע שהוא גם כן כל החומר הכללי, this is all the physical part of the vessel, even again we're talking about spiritual part, המיוחס לנאצל, that related to the emanated, emanated means the receiver, באופן שכל הישות זה לא טוב יוחס למעציל. Everything but the desire that exists within a container is not connect, it's not belong to the container, it's belong to the emanator. Emanator means the force of giving. Emanated, force of receiving. אף על פי, continue רב אשטג, שבחינת הרצון לקבל מובן לכאורה, למקרה ולצורה מהות. Even when we said, רצון לקבל. When we say desire to receive, it seems like we understand it very easily. And we put a shape in our mind. Again, imagination, look how. Everything is, you're listening to somebody, you imagine things. And not always, the art is to be able to know what people are imagining and to help them make it clear. That's why a teacher or a speaker or a motivational speaker or a salesman who cannot able to talk with imagination words, should not be in that profession. Because you have to touch the imagining side of the brain. Okay? So again, that's desire. איך תופסים אותו לחומר המהות? How do you capture it? Rav Ashlag asked a question or a doubt to the material of the entire existence. אמנם כן הוא, גם במהויות הספוכות לנו, שדרכנו לכנות הצורה הראשונה שבמהות, בשום החומר הראשון שבמהות, משום שאין לנו השגת תפילה כלל כלל בשום חומר. רב אשלג said, we have no, we cannot imagine, I love it, I'm going to use imagine, we cannot imagine what is the first desire. Can you imagine? We've been studying it, but we cannot imagine it. So we have to call it a name, we have to give it some name. But we truly know something. He said, we have no asaga, comprehension. Comprehension, is that the right word? We're not able to grasp the concept of the first physical matter. There is no tfisa. Tfisa means to catch, capture. Asaga means to comprehend. Is it the right words in English? Yes. To comprehend. Ke'kol ei achushim shelanu, our five senses are not ready for this. We the imagining need the five senses to be able to do things. In our days, you know, going to the moon. If you read the history about going to the moon, what happened before? People start writing books, science fiction, about going to the moon. You should check the history. You would be shocked. And then the brain of a human being, the imagine, was able to sit good with reality. What is about your life that you want it to be good, but you can't imagine it yet? And after you imagine it enough time, it will meet reality. Because these two worlds are not that far. The non-physical world called the endless and the physical world as we live it, the world of chaos, are not that far. Yesterday I gave a short lecture on Facebook and I explained a deep concept of love the neighbor as thyself. Totally new idea from Rabbi Elimelech. And I said, love the neighbor as thyself, meaning it's talk about the body, the soul, love the endless, because the soul comes from the endless. But the body has issue. So we say love the neighbor as thyself. We ask the body also to love the spiritual life like the soul. That's why everything that you do spiritually, you have to do with the body and the soul. Not easy. Not easy. I mean, that concept is not an easy concept. And that's why Rav Ashlag raising it and say, we see things, we hear things, we smell, we touch, we taste. He say, all those matziim lasechel ha'iyuni, I love his language, it offering to the intellectual side of the brain, it offering to the intellectual side of the brain, rak tzurot be'alma, shel bikrei ha'mahut. We start drawing all kind of physical thing המצטרים על ידי שיתוף פעולי בחושים שלנו. We mixed the five senses together to what I think it is, and we create a shape. למשל, I give you an example, say רב אשלג. It's funny, רב אשלג הוא physics here, totally physics. אפילו את האטומים, אטומים מן אטומס, הקטנים, small, המיקרוסקופים, he used the word מיקרוסקופים. I love it. The microscopic small atoms. You can see he didn't have the whole variety of use, but he used whatever he got. אשר ביסודות הראשונים, which are in the beginning of every foundation, שבאיזו מהות, on everything you look at it, הנפרדים על ידי מלאכת הכימיה, you wrote the word כימיה in the wrong in Hebrew, מתחת. That they separate by using chemical, which means if you use chemistry, you can separate the thing, you know, into different thing. You understand what I'm saying? You okay? So, alo gam ema ena melatzrot ba'alma shemitzterot kel ha'inayim. Even after you separate the smallest part, which I don't know the name for it, it's a picture to your eyes, which means it's still five senses. So phenomenal. Which means even that, you have to use your eyes. או ביתר דיוק, שהן מניכרות ונבחנות על ידי דרכי הרצון לקבל ולהתקבל. And the way I perceive that is based on what I want to receive and what that atom want to be received by. You understand? There is, it's a POV thing. When I say POV, point of view, you understand? It changed. So the atoms want to be accepted by the eyes of the human being, and the eyes seeing something that the eye think they see. So now, that's deep, that's very deep. Today, they have a discovery in the last 25 years, today, I mean, becoming fashionable, that the scientist can affect what he's looking at. It's weird. That's why you have second opinion. Yeah, yeah. If you get to a doctor of physics or professor, talk to them. They will explain it better than me. That actually we're affecting things when we do measurement of things. That's why they invented the second opinion. They say maybe the doctor missed something. Where he came from. He had a fight with his wife. What is he going to look for? That problem. Will he find it? Of course. It's going to find it. Why? Because that's what he want to receive. He want to receive that. So he will find only the atoms that relate to what he's looking for. Did I blow your mind a little bit?
Yeah.
I know it's a lot. It's a lot. It's a lot. Tonight it's a lot, I know. But I need to share it still. שאנו מוצאים בהם אשר על פי משפט הפעולות הללו, אפשר להבחין בהם ולבודד האטומים האלו למיניהם, עד לבחינת החומר הראשון של המהות ההיא. You can separate those atoms to the details until you go to the original form of that atom. והרי גם אז הם רק כוחות שבמהות ולא חומר. But when you get to the smallest part, it's no longer physical. It's just, he said, mahut. Mahut.
Essence.
It's essence, but it's not the physical. So if you study physics, you know, I think today they have a name for it. It's called quartz. Quartz. How you say it in English?
Quartz.
Quartz. Quartz. Quartz. My accent. We call it quartzim. Quartz. Which means it's not even physical. It's an energy. So Avashtak said, when he separated out of two, eventually it becomes not even a physical thing, but it's mahut, it's an essence, it's something. And you're going to find out that physically, even physically, forget spiritually, there is no way you can understand the original matter that created the glass. You cannot grasp it. You're always going to find something before that, but you're never going to find the original form of everything. And that's why scientists keep study, because it was the last study 2 weeks ago, if you read scientific study on magazine. So they have a great discovery in Australia. That's it. They found the beginning of the universe before the Big Bang. You know, and it's funny, Israeli love to read about two subjects, science and politics. The entire news, if you look at the newspaper of Israeli, politics, and I always compare it to American, it's much fun and this. We always have politics and science. Why, not others? What is the connection between these two things? I have no idea, but gotta read about science. I'm telling you, every Israeli paper, pages, science, and everybody reading it. It's like serious. And everybody come to the party, hey, you heard about the new discovery, new nanotechnology now. And I'm sitting, how do you know that? Well, I read. ואין צריך לומר בעולמות העליונים אשר כל מוחשי ודומה אינו נוהג שמה. You know the reason he did that? So of course, I don't need to tell you that if you talk about the endless, we cannot talk about something physical. The whole turning, this three paragraph was only for one line. Ravashtak said, now you know. You cannot imagine a physical thing in the endless. After you realize, even here, this is not physical. So you want to tell me that in the endless there is physical? I love
our Rav Ash like took it around and closed it like this. Now here is a test. Wanna be tested? You know, this is all a test, by the way. You didn't know how the book work? It first explained everything. And in the end, it tests you for words. And then the next text, you didn't know that? And then it tests you, that's the test and the answer. And that's test for subject. All this.
We just finished the first part.
Yeah, we finished Mazal Tov. We finished the first part. Mazal Tov, Mazal Tov. Okay, guys, we're going to go to the class in 10 minutes. Thank you. Thank you very much.